This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
According to The Athletic, Brooklyn's Kyrie Irving, who has a June 29th deadline of his $36.9 million player option for the 2022-23 season, has had conversations about his future with the Nets gone stagnant. And an impasse currently exists among the parties that could clear the way for the seven-time All-Star to consider the open market. CJ McCollum joining us now. Great to have you, sir. And also, according to The Athletic, potential suitors, the Lakers, the Clippers.
What's up, CJ?
And Stephen A's Knicks.
Oh, Stephen A.
CJ, I want to... Big perk. I want to start with you, CJ. I can't with you. How should the Nets approach this situation with Kyrie?
This is a tough situation because obviously Kyrie's a tremendous player. He showed he has the ability to hit big shots on the biggest stage. When he plays, he's arguably one of the best guards to ever touch a basketball. I think the Nets right now are trying to figure out going forward what they want to build, what they want to accomplish. With him having that player option, that means he can opt in or opt out, probably opts out for a longer-term deal. Stephen A. has expressed his lack of desire to sign my guy Kyrie to a longer extension deal. Me personally, I think the talent is undeniable. I think with him being here in Brooklyn alongside KD, if they're both healthy, if they're both on the floor together, they're one of the favorites to win a championship. So I think you do what you have to do to make sure he's still in a Brooklyn Nets uniform. You want to do all you can to keep number seven happy, and I think number seven will be happy if he's playing alongside Kyrie.
I'm going to make sure that I'm very, very delicate here, and I'm going to come to CJ McCollum's defense. He is the president of the Players Association. So there are certain situations I don't even want you to comment on because obviously you cannot. So I want to make sure we make that very, very clear. You ain't ducking and weaving. You're not scared to answer questions. You are an officer representing the Players Association too. So you have an obligation, and it's my job to make sure the audience knows there's certain things you shouldn't have to answer, and I'm not asking you to. Here's my position. I want to make sure that I'm clear to everybody. Kyrie Irving is not just a superstar talent. He is box office. There are very, very few people who are box office. Now, you might walk through the turnstiles to see a team play. You might walk through the turnstiles to see a really good team, to see these marvelous athletes because they're the best in the world. We get all of that. But Kyrie's on another level. This dude is a guy you specifically walk through the turnstiles to see what kind of a show he's going to put on. So in no way, CJ McCollum, am I saying that Kyrie Irving is not worth every single penny he wants. All I'm saying is, you're going to be on the court, bro? That's all I care about with him. Because to him, there's always an excuse. And to me, the reason why you can't guarantee long-term dollars to him is because he can't be trusted. The more guaranteed dollars that he has in his coffers, the more he will believe he can do what he wants to do. As I reported at the top of the show, I've been told that there were times this season, on many occasions, that Kyrie Irving conducted his own practice with players after Steve Nash finished conducting practice. Does anybody understand how that undermines a coach? Does anybody take that into consideration? Same Kyrie Irving that was on the record saying, we don't need a coach. We really, really don't. We cool. We can do it ourselves. This is the same Kyrie Irving who's missed 123 games over the last three seasons while playing 103. He's played 20 less games than he has missed. This is the same Kyrie Irving that sat up there despite the decisions that he's made. And he has said, quote, well, we're going to get together, me, Kevin, and management, and we'll make decisions about where we think this franchise need to go and what direction. Like you're a part of management. I mean, it's the same dude who did this now. Now, I want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at a guy in CJ McCollum on national TV right now. Pure, beautiful jump shot stroke. The brother can ball the whole bit. One of the most impeccable reputations that has existed. KP, am I lying? When you talk about CJ McCollum.
No, you're not.
And his reputation. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about an impeccable. I'm not talking about just the way he dresses, okay? I'm talking about CJ McCollum, a consummate professional, class personified. You never heard a peep about C.J. McCollum in all his years in the NBA as it pertains to his professionalism and doing his job. That's why he's the damn president of the Players Association. You know, yeah, that's exactly why. Because of that class, the intelligence, the intellect, the professionalism, you look the part, you are the part. There is no question. I got nothing to say. There's nothing. Anybody that says something about C.J. McCollum's character, oh, you're going to have a problem. From universally, because we all know better. You can't say that with some of the decisions that Kyrie has made. And as a result, those things come into play, too. So my closing comment is give him every single penny that he deserves because his talents are marvelous. Just make sure you find a way to mandate you're going to show up to work and you got no problem from me.
Yep.
KP, floor is yours.
You know what, Stephen A., everything you said was on point about CJ, right? You know, he's been one of my favorite guys, for us, a guy I feel like that's underrated. And I get all that. We picked the right president of the Players Association. Hell, I never been to one meeting, okay? Shame on me. And if I probably walk in, I get kicked out, okay? Because I ruffle the feathers. Here's the thing. I'm going to go a whole nother direction. You talked about Kyrie Irving having his own practices outside of practice with Steve Nash.
Yes.
I've been on here several times saying Steve Nash just might not be the guy for the job. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving doesn't respect Steve Nash. If it was a coach in place like a Phil Handy, maybe like a Sam Cassell, guy that he respects, he wouldn't be having practice outside of practice. See, that's the problem that they have. See, the Brooklyn Nets are so ready to say, oh, no, Kyrie Irving, we won't commit to you long term. But Steve Nash, you can stay around. Let's make these decisions, Steve Nash. Steve Nash ain't did a damn thing. He ain't coached them out of nothing. Kevin Durant didn't had to save him so many times, especially in the time when they did win that one playoff series in advance. So here's my thing, right? We could put a lot of this conversation on Kyrie Irving, but we also could point the finger in other areas that they need to clean up as well. And when it comes down to Kyrie Irving, the point that I'm sticking to is, yes, I understand he has missed days. He has missed days because of the vaccination, which was a dumb rule in the first place. We talked about that. But this is about Kevin Durant. You cannot piss off Kevin Durant or even think about losing Kevin Durant. We're talking about Stephen A. You talk about the assets and everything else you could get from Kevin Durant. But right now, who is the best player in the NBA in your eyes?
In my eyes, Kevin Durant, when healthy, is the best on the planet.
Okay, so if you're the Brooklyn Nets, right, and they probably feel the same way, do you really want to trade
CJ,
the best player in the NBA?
Put all three of us on the screen because I want to see both KP and CJ when I'm saying this. A couple of things because I want to give this word. I want to give it to CJ, but I want to give it to him in its proper context. Number one, I am not advocating losing Kevin Durant. He's the best in the world when healthy to me. He's a superstar, and he never cheats the game. I know it's tough times for him right now because you left Steph Curry and Golden State and you went to Brooklyn because, you know, Kyrie, you wanted to be with your man. I know it's tough times, but the bottom line is Kevin Durant is a two-time champion. He's a two-time NBA Finals MVP. He's a scoring champion. He's a former league MVP. And when it comes to the game of basketball, one of the great basketball ambassadors this game has ever known because of his love for playing the game. So I have nothing but love and respect for Kevin Durant. I truly do. Regardless of how truculent he could be at times, I don't give a damn. I'm a big boy. I can take it. It doesn't take away from his greatness, and it doesn't take away from the great guy that he is, to be quite honest with you. I'm saying to you this, though. You brought up Steve Nash. CJ, you know this. You know this. And Kendrick Perkins, you know this. Who picked the coach? It wasn't the Nets organization. They okayed it. But Kyrie and KD signed off on that. That's when Kyrie said, we don't really need a coach. So what I'm saying, so what I'm saying to you is that. I know it's more to that. I'm just talking about.
But what I'm saying, it was more Kevin Durant in that decision making than it was Kyrie Irving.
Wait a minute. You stop that. You and I both know.
Let's be honest, Perk.
Who KD listens to? Come on, KD.
Perk, let's be honest.
Come on, KP.
Stephen A.
KP.
I'm gonna step in here.
Go ahead, please.
You guys both can be right at the same time. I think the issue here is obviously availability. Kai needs to be available, and I think he will be available going forward, obviously. He wants to win a championship. K wants to win a championship. The Brooklyn Nets organization wants to win a championship. That's everybody's goal in itself. I think you look at the coaching situation. You look at what Perk discussed. You look at what Stephen A. said in terms of practices, you know, without the coaching staff, things of that nature. All those things can be true. The bottom line is Kyrie Irving is getting an extension somewhere. Somebody is going to pay him more than 2 years because it's Kyrie Irving. He's a great basketball player. Perk, it's obvious that this is a player-driven league. We all know that. The players, you know, have a say. The top of the food chain has a say in who's hired, who's fired, who's traded. We've all gone through that. We know that the best player on the team has a decision. The second best player on the team usually is in the room as well. I've been there. I've been in that situation, right, as the second best player on the team. I've been in the room for those conversations. So we know that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving had a say in who was hired and will also have a say in who's fired. So I think there was nothing wrong with what Kyrie Irving said in terms of figuring out what their franchise needs, because if they're going to keep him as a part of that team, he's going to be in those conversations because he needs to be comfortable, right? KD needs to be comfortable. At the end of the day, it comes down to those two, and it comes down to health. I said this earlier today. The Brooklyn Nets probably would have already won a championship if Kyrie doesn't get hurt, right? Kevin Durant scores, you know, 46 points, basically has a triple-double, steps on the line with a spinning three-pointer. They would have beat Milwaukee. Without a healthy Kyrie, they still almost beat him. He put the team on his back. So they're that close, right, to getting over the hump and getting, you know, to the Eastern Conference Finals. Why would you risk giving up, as you talked about, Stephen A., you called him box office, which is, there's levels to this, right? Like, there's good players.
He's on that level. And he's on that level.
So if he's box office, we all been in the casino. Summer League's coming up in Vegas. Yeah. You know, I'm a blackjack man myself, might play a little roulette too. I'm willing to roll the dice if you got box office. You get what I'm saying?
Well, here, let me answer that. Again, hold on, KP. I'm going to come to you, Kendrick Perkins. First of all, CJ, don't be too slick now. I love you. Don't be too slick now. Availability matters most. That's the hard part about Kyrie, because you can't have just one category. If you're talking basketball, I'd give Kyrie the max today. If you're talking purely basketball, him on the court, I got no issues. Zero. He's box office. He's that spectacular. The problem is when you have a personality who shows you, I want to do things my way. I want to play a role in the non-coach being my coach. You know, meaning coach with no disrespect to Steve Nash, but he was no experience whatsoever. I want the coach that never coached to be my coach, because that way we can do what the hell we want to do. That way we can show up when we want to show up. That way we can be as disruptive as we want to be. And we don't have to worry about the day-to-day accountability, because we all know the head of basketball operations and the owner ain't in on every single day. You understand what I'm saying? That's the coach's job. And so what I'm saying to you, CJ, is this. And as we're talking to the president of the Players Association now, don't tell me that you have no concern whatsoever when collective bargaining negotiations come up and the kind of stuff that we witnessed with this guy is not going to come up, and you ain't going to have to deal with that. You know that.
I can comment here quickly.
You get last word.
Go ahead.
In regards to collective bargaining agreement, this was an unforeseen circumstance in which we had a global pandemic approach us, right, and change everything from sports world to the working world.
Yep. So that's a slick answer, CJ.
This has nothing to do with collective bargaining.
That's an unforeseen circumstance
in which we were punished as players, right? We ended up losing money. Owners ended up losing money.
That's your argument.
This very station that we're speaking on here also lost a lot of money. We all were in a unique situation.
That's your argument.
We had
That's not what I asked. What I asked you was, are you not going to have to deal with that from the other side? I didn't say what your argument's going to be.
Let me ask that for Stephen A.
Yes, he's going to have to. Yes, he's going to have to deal with it. Yes.
That's all I was saying,
but I'm going to say it for him. Hell yeah, he's going to have to deal with it.
Yes, you
CJ,
are.
But let me tell you something real quick. The ownership group of the Brooklyn Nets in the front office, they're tired of Kyrie Irving, bro. So as bad as we can sit up here and talk about how box office and they can't let him walk through the door, it's a reason they're saying go test the free agency market right now.
This is a legend,
I'm telling
though.
You something I know.
You may know that, and they may be
not,
tired of him.
No.
But you don't
I'm,
let
no, I'm
don't
telling
let a
you
player
something
of this
I know.
Caliber. Perk, you've been in this game a long time. You don't let a player of this caliber walk
know,
for free. He has an opt-in or opt-out June 29th.
They're tired of him, CJ. I'm telling you this.
All right. Well, I'll repeat again. According to The Athletic, the Knicks, Lakers, and Clippers are potential suitors for Kyrie.
The Knicks should consider it.
CJ McCollum, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. NBA free agency is looming, and Bradley Beal, who played his entire career in our nation's capital, could be on the move this summer. When asked Saturday about how he expects the start of free agency to go, he replied, "Crazy, probably like it always is." When asked how he expects his own contract situation to play out, his response was the same. "My situation? Crazy, probably." Beal was asked how many people have tried to recruit him to their teams. "A lot," he said. "But you know I can't give you names." Bradley Beal enters this offseason with a player option worth $36.4 million, but being in his 11th season, he's also eligible to sign a five-year Supermax extension with the Wizards. Big perk. If Beal does become a free agent, what team needs him the most?
Oh, it's the Dallas Mavericks. If the Dallas Mavericks could get Bradley Beal in some form or fashion, here's the great thing about it, Molly and Stephen A., is that Jalen Brunson, who I believe is a hell of a player, his value then went up. Now, when you have a guy like Jalen Brunson and his value goes up, sometimes you could use him to sign and trade and get something back like a Bradley Beal and pair him up with a Luka Doncic. Look, Bradley Beal and Luka together will be a force to be reckoned with. All right, and listen, I'm telling you, it will probably arguably be the best backcourt in the NBA, and I'm not even joking. So if you could find, if I'm the Dallas Mavericks and Bradley Beal becomes a free agent, I'm doing everything in my power to go and get him, along with how Jason Kidd got those guys playing over there and the others that they have around Luka, as far as being able to stretch the floor and the system and the way that they're defended. Oh, that would be deadly.
I love me some Bradley Beal. The brother's a big-time scorer. He's a big-time shooter. There are people that I know that lament the fact that he doesn't do a lot in the fourth quarter of games. I'm not going to nitpick like that. The brother can ball. It's just that simple. Great dude as well. But we got to sit up here and we got to hold Bradley Beal accountable just like anybody else. The time has arrived for that, KP. When you talk about the Dallas Mavericks, I could bring up the Los Angeles Lakers because of LeBron James and the fact that you need a player like him. Okay, because obviously he could do some things. This familiarity with him and Russell Westbrook, they did get to the postseason when they were together, at least the play-in game. You got to give them credit for that. They've got a relationship with one another, and Bradley Beal can ball. He can shoot. And we know that the Lakers desperately need that, particularly his breakdown ability before he shoots. He can get his own shot. He don't need help in that regard. And I think that he could find a way to produce in that regard. But you know the biggest problem with Bradley Beal right now, Kendrick Perkins, that we don't bring up enough? How bad do you want
it?
How bad do you want it? See, we know Bradley Beal gonna get his money. Because if you the Washington Wizards, you better give him his money. Because you don't have anything else. Okay? I don't care that Kyle Kuzma's there, and I hope everything works out for Montrezl Harrell with the legal issues that he got into or whatever. I don't know how his situations look, but I'm wishing him nothing but the best. But the reality of the situation is, actually, he's gone now. But I'm saying the reality of the situation in the nation's capital is that when you look at Bradley Beal, all we heard about for years is he going to get the max? Is he waiting for the supermax from the Washington Wizards? I'm waiting to hear Bradley Beal speak about how he's tired of losing. I'm waiting for him to speak about how he wishes that he was in a better situation, even if it was in the nation's capital. I'm waiting for him to hold management. And I know Ted Leonsis loves him, okay? I know all of that. I know management loves him. But I'm waiting for him to say to them, when you going to get me a damn team? Because if you're not going to get me a team, I'm tired of losing. Bradley Beal can ball. But guess what? Are you comfortable being home in April every year? Aren't you tired of that? I mean, when you got the kind of skills that you could got that you have, and you have the kind of complementary skills that you could bring to another team, and we just looked at Luka, damn near by himself. Even though Jalen Brunson could ball and Spencer Dinwiddie could ball, and we know these other cats that produce for them, they could contribute or what have you. They ain't got a secondary option like Bradley Beal. I mean, we saw what Luka did by himself. And so what I'm saying is, if you Bradley Beal, it's Dallas, it's the Lakers, it's a host of other teams that would love the services of Bradley Beal. We see cats forcing their way out all the time because they tired of losing. You know, they ain't do it for the money, just the money. They did it because they want to win. I would remind you that for all the criticism that James Harden has received, James Harden wants passed up on a 2-year, $103 million extension. He said, yo, I don't need to be in a better situation, even though Houston was in the playoffs at the time. I'm simply making the point that if you Bradley Beal, got love for you, you can ball, great personality, very philanthropic, gives back in the community, the nation's capital love him, and all that stuff. When you gonna get sick and tired of being at home in April? When you go look at people and be like this, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of losing. Get me in a winning situation. And if you ain't going to do it here, damn it, move me. When we going to hear that from Bradley Beal? Because the brother's skills is too sublime, too big time for him to constantly be home in April during tax season with the rest of us.
Yep, Beal averaging 22 points per game on 45% shooting over the last six seasons. The only other people doing that, LeBron, Kyrie, and Giannis.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We bring in our NHL analyst, PK Subban, friend of the show. Yes. So great to see you.
What's up, my brother? What's going on, man?
What's going on, Stephen A?
I think the last time I saw you, we were in Toronto for the NBA Finals.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It's been a minute. It's great to have
you. It's been a minute. Happy to be back.
All right, we're talking hockey.
We are. So,
let's do the hockey. Let's do
on
the
ESPN.
Hockey.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
The Avs looked unbeatable game two. Andre Vasilevsky gave up the most goals he's ever given up in his career, but these are the two-time reigning champs down 2-0. Can the Lightning still win the cup? PK.
Yeah, listen, I think that this series so far for the Tampa Bay Lightning has been a start that they want to forget, and they're going to park that immediately. Game three, pivotal game, going back home. They were in this situation against the Rangers, and they found a way to get it done. Not only get it done in game three, they got it done the next three games after that, winning four straight. So Tampa Bay's got championship pedigree. This is a team that knows how to win. This is the biggest game of the year for them. They have to get their forecheck going. If they don't get their forecheck going, Colorado's going to break out of their zone. They're going to be looking at four or five guys all night coming up on the attack. And Colorado's been on an all-out attack all year, all season long. It's a fast team. And for the first time in a long time, Tampa Bay looks slow. They got to get going. Tonight needs to be their fastest game of the playoffs.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I want to ask a very, very important question. First things first, I am right when I say the puck is black. Is that correct?
It is black,
right? I didn't get that wrong, did I? I just want to make sure I got that right, because I'll be damned if I know anything about hockey. But I want you to answer me this question, okay? Answer me this question. How the hell are they losing 7-0 in game two? Is it because they're just slow? I mean, I'm looking at the Lightning. Last time I checked, they won like 10 series in a row. They were reigning two-time champions, and all of a sudden they find themselves in an 0-2 hole to the Avalanche? I mean, what the hell's going on?
Stephen A. Smith, they're still Stanley Cup champions, right? And until, I think this series hasn't started until the home team loses, right? Until the home team loses a game, and that's the way this playoffs has been, right? So Tampa Bay's still very much in this series. How do they lose 7-0? Well, I think that in the game, once Colorado got up 3-4-0, it's very difficult in hockey to score five goals, especially against a team that's only lost two games this postseason. So I think with Tampa Bay, you know, the energy drops a little bit. That compete level drops a little bit. They know that they have to take care of business at home. They didn't take care of business on the road. That's okay. They got two opportunities to take care of business. They got to take care of business tonight. It starts tonight. It's a pivotal game. I think they got to scrap the first two games. I won't look too much into the score. Steven, I know you're looking at it. You're saying 7-0. That's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. I think that's what they need.
But wait a minute now. First of all, stop telling the American public it don't start until and so you lose at home. They down 2-0. They lose tonight. It's over. They 3-0. Ain't nobody coming back from a 3-0 deficit. So let's understand that. I mean, they don't start tonight. It finishes tonight if they lose. Number one. Number two, what kind of a road team are the Avalanche?
Listen, they've been unbelievable on the road. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why they've been unbelievable on the road. Okay. It's their team speed. I talked about it earlier in the Rangers-Pittsburgh series. I talked about Rangers' speed and their quickness and their youth. Well, Colorado Avalanche, Tampa Bay don't have to look far to look at a team that looked like them when they won their first Stanley Cup. Colorado's been built for this moment. Team speed all up and down their lineup. They went and acquired some veterans in Helm, Cogliano, and these guys that are fast on their fourth line. The Rangers didn't have that speed. Colorado has that speed. So in terms of, hold on, in terms of matchups on the road, Colorado, they would love to get their matchups, but because of their speed up and down their lineup, they're going to be tough to handle all four lines. And I don't think Tampa's seen a team like this in a long time. But if Vasilevsky, okay, and Molly had mentioned it before, if Vasilevsky can find his game, he got lost a little bit in the first two games. If he can find his game, this is the best goaltender in the world. If he can steal one and steal game three, it's a different series.
All right, let me just before we move on from this particular subject.
I talk about your Rangers.
I did. I don't know why you brought up New York. I don't know why you would do that, but that's okay. And before we even go any further, before we end this subject, let me be very, very clear. Okay, I love the fact that we're doing that hockey, but I gotta ask you this. I mean, it's just an off the wall question. It's June, man. It's Florida. What the hell is a hockey team doing in Florida? It's warm. It's warm. Hey, I mean, it's warm. Hey, the damn ice is going to melt. What the hell is going on? I mean, why don't you have a team there?
Hold on a second. Stephen A., have you ever been to a game in Tampa Bay? Have you ever been to a playoff game down there? Well, I played in Tampa during June, okay? I played in Tampa. I've been down there. I've seen the games. It's one of the best places to watch it. They love hockey down there. It's fun. We actually had Charles Barkley come in for one of the games. John Cooper, I know, is friends with
Charles. That probably jinxed you.
What's that?
That probably jinxed you. The fact that you brought Charles Barkley, that probably jinxed you. I'm just saying.
I think we actually ended up winning that series against Tampa when Charles came. But that's a whole nother thing. Hockey down in Tampa is fun. It's great to go watch the game. It continues to grow. And this is a city that's won championships, right? They're known for championships. I know not known maybe for hockey as far as you're concerned, but the Cavalier, Marty St. Louis won a cup. And they're looking at potentially winning a third one right now.
I think the Avalanche wins this in five. I think that Tampa gets one.
I'm not saying, whoa, Stephen A., come on. Stephen A., you can't say that. You can't say that.
I can say that. I just did.
No. The series hasn't started until the home team
loses. Avalanche in five.
Tonight is a big game, pivotal game, and if Tampa Bay can slow down Colorado's defense. Another thing I want to talk about, Cale Makar right now, up for the Norris Trophy. A lot of people picking him to win it. Roman Josi had a great year. Shout out to my old teammate, Roman Josi. If he wins the Norris Trophy, I also think that people got to start talking about him being one of the best players, if not the best player in the league right now, the way he's playing. And if Tampa's going to have any chance, they got to stop him, Byram, they got to stop Manson, all these defense that Colorado have that are running shop. They're jumping out of the zone. They're leading the attack. They got to get on the forecheck and punish these guys. Stephen A., that's the key to the game. Get in on the forecheck, punish Tampa's, punish Colorado's D, slow them down.
Okay.
Stephen A. Call in the first take.
I don't want to hear anything about New York either.
Call in the first take when the Avalanche win this in five. Go ahead, Molly.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we going to talk about Cowboys today? I want to get into the Cowboys today.
No, we're not doing the Cowboys day, but I do want to ask you this because I know you're a huge sports fan. Do you think NHL playoffs, that's the best postseason in sports?
I love it. I think it's extremely tough to win the Stanley Cup. You're talking about four series, seven game series. And, you know, to break it down in the easiest way, hockey is like football on ice. I mean, this is a physical sport. People don't understand how tough a seven game series is. I really believe, Stephen A., come on, man. Listen to me. Seven games. Hockey, the physicality. I don't know if you've been watching the playoffs.
No, I'm saying we appreciate the toughness. My point is we do appreciate the toughness of hockey. We understand that it's a tough sport to win in.
So you're telling me it's not the toughest trophy to win?
Well, I won't say that. I mean,
I think it's the toughest trophy to win in all of sports.
First of all, ice skating is tough enough for me. I can't even comprehend.
Football on ice. Let me break it down easy for you, Stephen A. Football on ice. You got 82 games. We play the same amount of games as the NBA. Okay? When you consider the fact that it's contact. And there's no out of bounds.
Skate, you're good.
Stephen A., in hockey, there's no out of bounds like football. You can run out of bounds in football. In hockey, there's no out of bounds, okay? Right? So what I'm saying, 82 games plus travel, practice. Then you got the playoffs. You got seven-game series, okay? This is a physical, demanding sport. Commitment to blocking shots, 100 a mile an hour slap shots, guys laying down, right? Guys losing teeth, right? Playing with broken bones. Like, this is the ultimate trophy to win, right? And it goes way, way back.
Wait a minute. You can't just make the argument and don't give a chance to respond.
All right, go ahead.
You're trying to be. You got to give other people a chance to chime in here.
Go ahead.
The point is this. First of all, skating's a bit different than running. Now, that's a skill. Skating in and of itself is a skill. Because I'll be damned if I know how to ice skate. I mean, I'm shocked that you do, to be quite honest with you. major props to you, okay? All right? Because I don't see the brothers ice skating. I just don't see that. You know? I just don't see that very often. All right? That's number one. Number two, I would tell you this. Okay, I can't refute what you're saying. You play the damn sport. You're a professional athlete. You know what the hell you're talking about. I'm not going to refute that. What I will say to you, however, is this. When you talk about hockey And listen, 7-0 is an absolute annihilation. It's a blowout. 3-1, 2-1, stuff like that, that ain't the kind of thing that turn folks on. And so when you talk about ice skate, you know, hockey being on the same level as football, okay, I won't refute what you're talking about in terms of its toughness, in terms of its attractiveness, as an entirely different matter altogether. Me personally, I would say that. But I must admit, the few hockey games that I've watched, I've enjoyed it. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I do like to see the fighting. I don't like the fact that hockey players got away for years with fighting more so than athletes in other professional sports. That bothered me. I feel you're gonna let them all do it. Don't just sit up there and restrict it in one sport, but you allow it in another.
Molly,
but nevertheless, I do respect the toughness
really
without question. Hockey players are tough as hell. It's definitely a tough sport. Y'all get my props just for knowing how to skate.
Molly,
I'm just being honest.
Do I have your permission
flagrantly
to answer
ignorant
that
when it comes
just
to
for a quick second?
I'm flagrantly ignorant when it comes to hockey. I'm not even denying it.
As a sports fan, if there's any real sports fans out there that believe in team sports, hockey is the ultimate team sport.
Okay.
You cannot win a championship with one player, two players, three, or even five or ten. You need a 22-man roster to win a championship in hockey. Now, that being said, I can't take anything away from the NBA where you can have one or two superstars on a team and be competitive to win. That's why I'm a fan of the Golden State Warriors, because I think that that's the true testament to team in basketball. The way they play the game, it's fun to watch. That's why I love watching
Glad you
Golden
admitted
State.
That.
No,
Glad
no, no, I'm serious. That's why I
see
love
you at basketball games.
State.
I don't see you nowhere
All right,
else,
guys,
but I see you at basketball games.
I'm sorry to cut you off, PK. This was great, really. Stephen A., I mean, he just lit up talking hockey. I don't even know what overcame him, but we've got to So come back again.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hello, Stephen A. It's Greeny. I want to go back to the very first night that we did NBA Countdown together. You, me, Wilbon, and Jalen. That very first night, you said the Golden State Warriors are going to win the championship. The rest of us basically laughed at you. Not outwardly, but inside we were thinking, well, it's true. Stephen A. really is as crazy as everybody says. Well, it turns out you were right. And I'm not the only one who's noticed. Here are a few members of your First Take family.
I actually have to do this. Congratulate you for getting the Golden State Warriors the pick right for a change. You never get anything right, for crying out loud.
I mean, really, like, the idea of taping a video to congratulate Stephen A., I think he's not going to congratulate himself enough.
I would like to congratulate the Golden State Warriors. I would like to congratulate you, Stephen A., for calling this like it was at the beginning of the season.
You were right. Good job. Good job on Stephen A. Day.
And now we're gonna do a homage to the great Stephen A. Really?
I was wrong. They proved me wrong. But one thing about it, I'ma always give credit when credit's due.
You was right, I guess. Congratulations. It was really cool.
See this sad little cake? I made this sad little cake for you. I brought you a piece because you're probably on a diet because you've been on the road for a long time.
I kill you on Wednesdays with the arguments. I give you one. Congrats! The Warriors win the NBA championship.
You've been right like once in your life. That's all I have to say.
Even smile. It's just too much.
It's all right. It's okay, y'all. It's okay. You know, it's the vision. The vision. Anybody can pick the finals. Anybody can do that. You sit up there, you look at it. I've been wrong several times. But what I'm saying to you is this. To pick it before the season began, when Klay Thompson wasn't back, when Wiseman wasn't there. You understand what I'm saying? To do it then. You understand? To understand, to have the vision, the Zavant kind of mentality. I mean, I'm just saying, Kendrick Perkins.
They've won four of the last eight.
I understand. I'm just saying, but nobody had him.
The vision.
They picked Phoenix. They picked Milwaukee. They talked about Brooklyn. They talked about everybody. Okay? Start of the season, I said Golden State. And Kendrick Perkins, he's like, that's right, I was wrong. So what? Oh, looking all mean and everything like that. Smile, Kendrick Perkins, smile. It's all right, smile. You know what I'm saying? You'll get your chance next year. You'll get your chance this fall. It ain't about picking a champion. It's when I picked them. I picked them opening night of the NBA season. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Like Monica said, why do we even need to congratulate you? Just congratulate yourself.
When their squad wasn't even ready. Now, if everybody was there from day one, that would have been different. But they weren't there from day one. And I said to you, but they shall return. And look what happened. Yeah, I didn't ask for that video, that montage. But I do appreciate y'all putting it together. First Take crew, all of you. This is love, y'all. Thanks so much.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yo, man.
Big Perk loves the kids.
He sure does. Man, go back to that video. Was that Russell Westbrook behind you? It looked just like Russell Westbrook.
No.
Look at the guy right behind him in the glasses.
Where?
Over his left shoulder. No. This guy that's coming up right behind him with some glasses on.
Hold on.
Y'all missed it. Y'all, that's the wrong video. Y'all go back to the first one. It don't matter.
All right.
You'll see him. All right.
Big Perk, where
there
was that?
See that guy in the glasses?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That was good. Steven, Big Perk, where was that?
I'm trying to get my side. You know what? That was at the AU tournament this weekend. Balling at the beach, right? You know, 460 teams. I walked in there and I felt like Kendrick Obama. Molly, here it is, okay? I realize I'm a celebrity now, okay? I'm a celebrity. I can't go nowhere without security. I mean, bum rush.
Okay? I got rubbing off eating. On you.
I got stuff.
Not at all. Not at all.
Security. I'm a celebrity.
Molly,
that's you.
Molly, I did not slap a buffalo in the backside with an ironing board. That would not.
I mean, he's still going to be Perk. All right, y'all, this was fun. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye.
All right.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.